Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Feinberg, and today we will be studying Shmuel Bet, Perek Tet Zayin, Chapter 16. At the end of the previous chapter, we left David standing at the top of the Mount of Olives, having sent a delegation of his supporters back to the city as spies, including Tzadok and Eviatar the Kohanim and their sons, and his loyal friend Hushai Ha'arki. David now progresses a short distance beyond the summit, and behold, here was Tziva, the servant of Mephibosheth, coming to greet him, accompanied by saddled donkeys carrying 200 loaves of bread, dried fruits, and a canteen of wine. "What is all this?" the king asked Tziva. And he responded, "The donkeys are for the king's family to ride, the food is for the young men to eat, and the wine for the tired to drink in the hot desert." "Where is your master?" asked the king. Tziva said to the king, "He is sitting in Yerushalayim, for he's hoping that today will be the day that the people restore to him the kingdom of his grandfather." Upon hearing this, the king said to Tziva, "All that belongs to Mephibosheth is now yours." Tziva responded, "I bow low to you, and may I find favor in the eyes of my lord the king." As David HaMelech approached Bachurim, a member of Shaul's family, whose name was Shim'i ben Gera, came out, cursing as he went. He threw stones at David and all his supporters, and all his supporters and warriors were to David's right and his left. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. V'cho amar Shim'i b'kalalo, tzei, tzei, ish hadamim v'ish habliya'al. So said Shim'i as he cursed, "Leave, get out, you blood-stained evil man." Pasuk Chet, Heishiv alecha Hashem kol zmei Beit Shaul asher malachta tachtav, vayiten Hashem et hamlucha biyad Avshalom benecha, vihinei beraatecha ki ish damim ata. Hashem is repaying you for the blood of the house of Shaul, whose place you usurped. Hashem has given the kingdom to Avshalom your son, and you are trapped in your own evil, for you are guilty of bloodshed. Vayomer Avishai ben Tsruya el Hamelech, Lama yikalel hakelev hamet hazeh et Adoni Hamelech, e'ebrana ve'asira et rosho. Avishai ben Tsruya said to the king, "Why should this dead dog be allowed to curse the king? Let me pass through and remove his head." This is the hot-headed Avishai that we have already seen in a similar role, the same Avishai who had been ready to kill Shaul when he was pursuing David, and they came upon him asleep in his camp, the same Avishai who was an accessory to the murder of Avner ben Ner, the general of Ishbosheth, when his brother Yoav killed him to avenge the death of their brother Asael. Pasuk Yud, verse 10, Vayomer HaMelech, Ma liv lachem b'nei Tsruya? Ko yikalel ki Hashem amar lo kalel at David, umi yomar madua asita kein. But the king responded, "What is it to you and me, sons of Tsruya? Let him curse, for perhaps Hashem sent him to curse me, in which case, who is to say why do you do this?" Mitzudot David elaborates on the phrase, Ma liv lachem b'nei Tsruya, explaining that David is expressing frustration with the hot-headedness of Avishai and Yoav, saying, "What have I done to you that you wish to act against my wishes?" Quick-temperedness seems to be a family trait, and there is a fundamental difference between the way David and his nephews respond to provocation. Yoav and Avishai react instantly, violently demanding the honor of David, whereas David himself models self-restraint, insisting that they look at each episode not as an isolated event, but as part of a bigger picture that reflects Hashem's plan for and involvement with the course of history. David then turned to Avishai and all of his men, saying, "My own son desires to take my life. Leave this man of Binyamin be. If he wishes to curse me, let him do so, for Hashem wishes it. Perhaps Hashem will see my struggle and will repay me for withstanding his curses today." David and his men continued on their way, and Shim'i continued along the mountain ridge alongside them, cursing and throwing stones and dirt as they walked. The king and the people with him arrived exhausted and stopped to rest. Meanwhile, Avshalom and all the people supporting him, including Achitophel, arrived in Yerushalayim. When they arrived, Hushai Ha'arki, David's friend, came to Avshalom, exclaiming, Yechi HaMelech! Yechi HaMelech! Long live the king! Long live the king! Avshalom said to Hushai, Vayomer Avshalom, Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, Vayomer Avshalom el Hushai, Zechastecha et Reecha? Lama lo alachta et Reecha? Is this your kindness to your friend? Why did you not accompany your friend? Hushai offers two reasons for his apparent disloyalty. First of all, my loyalty belongs to he whom Hashem and the people have chosen. To him I shall belong, and with him I shall remain. Secondly, whom should I serve if not the king's heir? As I served your father, so shall I be before you. If we examine Hushai's response a little more closely, we can see that he is being somewhat deliberately oblique. He will serve the king chosen by Hashem and the people. He does not name that king, leaving the phrase ambiguous. When he says, Ka'asher avadati lifnei avicha, kein ehye lefanecha, as I served before your father, so I will be before you, on a superficial level, it can be understood as, I will serve you the same way I served your father. But closer attention to the words could certainly imply that just as I served David, I will continue to do so as I stand before you. It is only Avshalom's vanity that allows him to accept Hushai's profession of loyalty at face value. Avshalom then includes Achitophel in the conversation, asking for advice as to his next move, and Achitophel presents a shocking plan. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, Vayomir Achitophel el Avshalom, Bo el pilagshe avicha asher hiniach lishmor habayit, v'shama kol Yisrael ki nivashta et avicha v'chazku yidei kol asher itach. Go unto your father's concubines, whom he left to protect the palace. When the people hear of this, they will know with certainty that your father has been disgraced, and that will encourage all who support you. Achitophel's point is that unless Avshalom does something really egregious to demonstrate that he has completely broken with David, beyond hope of reconciliation, there might be people who would refrain from supporting him, thinking today he's the king, but tomorrow he may be reconciled to his father. Just as David forgave him once before, he may do so again. But once the people see that Avshalom has completely degraded his father's honor, they will know that he has no intention of ever regaining David's trust, and that he has every intention of retaining the kingship in his place. So anyone who's been holding back will now be encouraged to express full support for Avshalom, the new king. So they pitched a tent for Avshalom on the roof of the palace, and Avshalom lay with his father's concubines in sight of all of Israel. The Navi, realizing that we, the readers, will undoubtedly be horrified by such behavior and wonder how such an abomination could have been tolerated, adds a concluding statement to the narrative. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, Va'atzat Achitophel asher ya'atz bayamim ha'heim, ka'asher yish'al ish bidvar ha'elokim, kein kol atzat Achitophel, gam le'David, gam le'Avshalom. The advice of Achitophel in those days was considered as if a person were to have consulted God himself, both to David and to Avshalom. Achitophel was so highly respected that his advice was considered unassailable. If it came from Achitophel, it must be the right thing to do. This is an extremely important lesson. No human being, however wise or holy he may be, can take the place of God. And this is particularly true when it comes to questions of morality. No human being should be considered above the law or above questioning when it comes to moral behavior. Ralbag and Mahari Kara explain that this, too, was part of the fulfillment of the punishment decreed upon David after the episode with Bathsheba. Natan had stated in chapter 12, verse 11, Ko amar Hashem, hineni mekim alecha ra'a mi beitecha, velakachti et nashecha le'inecha, v'natati l're'echa, v'shachav im nashecha le'inei Hashemesh hazot. Says Hashem, I will bring evil upon you from within your own house. I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your peer, who will lie with them in the light of day. According to this approach, the fact that Achitophel's appalling plan was accepted and acted upon was in itself miraculous and could only have happened as part of Hashem's divinely ordained plan. Thank you for studying together, Li'iloi Nishmat Frida bat Moshe Eliyahu.